I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Kingdom and Canada have leveled sanctions against Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and other top officials as Belarusian people continue protesting this year's election. Now, the U.S. and the EU will likely add sanctions soon. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says protests show no signs of abating, and the government has cracked down, arresting more than 12,000 since the demonstrations began.
I know that a number of the church groups over there, including the UECB, the leadership there did put out a call for a cessation of the violence going on. I know that it grieves their hearts deeply to see this kind of unrest in their country.
Would you join these believers in praying that peace and reconciliation will come to Belarus and that many would find the indestructible hope of Jesus Christ? And school closures have negatively affected many children, especially girls in Kenya. Women have very restrictive roles in the country. And this means that girls are often expected to forego their education. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope says,
preschool, first and second grade, you'll see quite a number of girls. But as the grades go higher, there are fewer and fewer girls. And then as you get to high school, the numbers even drop even more because the family's going to be more willing to pay for the boy to go on for higher education than they will the girl out in these very remote communities.
The girls who attend school often receive protection for things like early marriages and other abuse. But with schools closed and many families desperate for food, this protection gone. Pray that Kenya Hope will continue to find a way to be the hands and feet of Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a pretty volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.